Native American languages are disappearing and colleges could help preserve them. In 2021, the Bodhi-Wadmimwen language was in danger of disappearing. The tongue traditionally spoken by Potawatomi Native Americans had only 8 people who learned it as their first language, and the average age of the remaining speakers was over 80 years old. Without fast action, the Potawatomi could lose a key piece of its cultural heritage, said Tizia Zintek, the education director of the Citizen Potawatomi Nation in Oklahoma and president of the National Indian Education Association's Board of Directors. The Potawatomi people belong to 7 federally recognized tribal nations across 5 U.S. states. As the Kansas City Chiefs prepare to host the AFC Championship game this Sunday, Rob Grabow, writer, producer, co-director, and lead actor in the indie film The Year of the Dog, which touches upon Indigenous themes, asks audiences to consider the question, is the Kansas City Chiefs team name harmful? The Year of the Dog, which releases nationwide on February 24th, is a story about 2 strays, Matt, an alcoholic struggling to maintain sobriety, and Yupik, a rescue dog with an unusual athletic gift. The film takes audiences on a heartwarming journey of forgiveness, finding purpose, making connections, and ultimately healing. Grabow never intended to use his first feature film to address controversial American professional sports team names, such as the Atlanta Braves and the Kansas City Chiefs, along with some of their offensive fan traditions like the tomahawk chop. But one day after filming an early scene opposite Michael Spears, a Lakota actor whose credits include Dances with Wolves, Reservation Dogs, and 1923, Grabow noticed that Spears appeared upset and it began a new conversation about the hurtful aspect of tribal misrepresentation. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.